Saddle up, partner.
This is the Voices of the West.
Welcome to Emil Franzi's Voices of the West, dedicated to the principle that America was better off when our TV shows featured cowboys instead of lawyers.
To you, wherever you may be on planet Earth or beyond. I'm Harry Alexander. This is Emil Franzi's Voices of the West. And we got a pretty cool show today set up for you here, except I've got the wrong cameras set up, so disregard what it says at the bottom of the I gotta fix this there, otherwise we cut off.
I'm looking at the bottom. I don't see anything.
I know you don't. It's
what am I supposed to disregard? I don't see anything.
That's TV talk.
I'll disregard that.
Yeah, bunker to France. On the other side of Jan Studio there.
Jan Studio.
Welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fatter than frogs here.
Well,
split
yeah.
Three ways
and
split
twice as curly.
Yeah, and like I said, today we're going to be talking with
Buck.
Buck.
Oh, what's his
Halton?
Name?
Buck Halton. There he is. Howdy.
Hello, Harry. Hello, Bunker. How y'all
Hello,
are
how you
today?
Doing? Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Also,
good to see you.
Good to see you too, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, that's the formalities.
All right, so we've got that taken care of, I think.
Oops.
Still missing.
What are you missing, Harry?
He's missing his still.
I'm missing my still. You got that right, my friend. Yeah, libations are very important here. Anywho, this is Emil Franzi's Voices of the West, and we're going to be talking music and cowboy poetry today with our guest, Buck Halton. And he does have a website. It's buckhalton.com.
And history of cowboy music.
And a history of cowboy music. And it's going to be...
And he brought his guitar so he could actually perform some of that stuff.
It's going to be one of those incredible programs, I think. they're always an incredible program.
Hey.
But, you know.
This is the land of incredibility.
All right, so...
Land of incredulity.
Yeah.
Let's see, we've got some housekeeping goodies to take care of here.
Do that, Harry.
If you'd like to get involved in our program and ask Buck a question, you are certainly welcome to do so. The phone number to telephone is 844. I almost gave out my phone number. 844-908-WEST. 844-908-9378. We're also...
And it's free.
And it's a freebie, free call. VoicesOfTheWest@gmail.com. If you have a question you'd like to throw out for us, we'll be happy to try and get an answer to it. Also, let's see, we're on the Facebook, not the Facebook, we're on the YouTube channel.
Yes, we are.
So if you happen to be watching us on YouTube, you can do a little chat there. We've got that all squared away.
Brave soul that you are.
I know. And I'm trying to run all this by myself.
And you'll notice at no time do his fingers leave his hand.
I know. This is why I get the big bucks.
He gets twice as much as I do.
I know.
And which is three times what you're paying me.
That's right. That's
way
right.
Way more than you. We all get what we're worth.
Budgets are very, very tough around here.
Yes.
Let's see. What else do I need?
My hole's got a bucket in it.
No, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
Yeah. I see.
All right, DeFrance, your turn.
Well, did you mention that we also are rebroadcast on rotation, and we have Western music, and we have... Western cowboy poems.
Yes, we do. You've done this as a career as well.
I think the word you're looking for is poetry.
That's it. No, I was looking for programs.
All right. Well, anywho, our radio channel, VOW Radio, where you can hear the best selections of old Western music, cowboy music, and some local artists as well.
That's like Buck.
Yeah, like Buck. And we do have some of his stuff up on the radio channel. We also, on Saturday nights, do an Old West Cowboy Hour of old-time radio.
Oh,
and tonight We're going to do...
Who are we listening to?
Tales of the Texas Rangers.
Oh, that's good.
Starring Joel McRae.
My favorite.
Absolutely.
Broadcast on NBC Radio. And from 1950, I believe. And another adventure of the Cisco Kid.
Cisco Kid.
Hey, Pancho, let's went.
So
I want some bins.
So that's coming up at 6 o'clock this evening here on VOW Radio. In the meantime...
Yeah.
I'm going to turn it back over to Bunker because he has some goodies things.
I've got a couple little niblets here to share with you. One is kind of sad. William Goldman, who was born in 1931, died on the 17th. He's an Oscar winner for best screenplay for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Mm-hmm. He also wrote Butch and Sundance, The Early Years, and Maverick, the movie. And he's probably one of the more prolific and best writers that Hollywood ever had. He did The Princess Bride.
Inconceivable!
It is. You're surprised I am right-handed and left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And left-footed. And middle-handed. Left-footed.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, oh, moving on
here.
What
else you got there, Sam?
Staying serious here now. Now, this is for all you Lone Ranger fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a brand new Lone Ranger comic book out. It's $3.99, put out by Dynamite Comics. Stories by Mark Russell, art by Bob Q. I don't know where it should be Barbecue, but it's Bob Q. It's set in 1883. The Lone Ranger battles corrupt state senator in league with the big ranchers.
Well.
And that's, I love.
Boy,
I
mean, we should get him down here now because we've got one of them.
That sounds almost like a Hoppy episode.
Did you read all those comic books when you were a kid?
Oh, I still read them today.
Oh, I do too. I wish I had the ones I had.
Say, oh, yeah.
And
like, I used to be a billionaire, and then my mom threw away all my comic books.
My dad did the same when I went into service. And one last mention here. I've talked about a show many times of Buck Jones, and I could never remember the title.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Desert Vengeance. It was shot in 1931, black and white, by Columbia. And the ending in that thing, I have never been able to get out of my mind. I mean, that's how impressive that movie was. I think it's one of the great ones. Anyhow, let's get on into our guest. Buck.
Let's. You want to?
There's plenty of room here. Pile in.
You want to start
for both of us?
You want to start us off, Bunker?
Start us off on what? Oh, okay.
The guest. Hello.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I've got some little background material here on you.
Yeah. Did you mention that I've composed the Unbegun Symphony?
No, but I haven't heard it yet.
Ah.
Anyhow, back around.
We'll be here all week, folks.
Back around 2012, you appeared on RFD's The Shotgun Red Show.
Say, absolutely. And I had a lot of fun doing that and got to hang out with Steve and Sheila and the rest of the cast. Steve, in case you don't know, is the feller that's got his hand up shotgun's back. And is the one that provides the voice.
We're talking puppets here.
Oh. Say yes.
Well, that's, glad we cleared that up because, you know, this may be a family show. Or maybe not.
Well, it depends on what family.
Yeah, for sure.
Actually, speaking of family shows, I watched Cowboy Dan today.
You did?
Have you ever seen Cowboy Dan?
I don't believe
I don't believe
I. He's on the Christian channel. I was changing channels. Mm-hmm. There's a guy in a cowboy hat, so I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a nice little wholesome show. You know, he was talking about ranching and values and stuff. But I really enjoyed it. It was a good little show.
Well, that's neat. And so now if we can get a few more of folks like that and less of the Kardashians, we may just have a chance of getting our country back.
Dash the Kardashians. Dash them.
Yeah.
Another thing, but back about that same time, I understand you performed at Ernest Tubbs Record Shop and was accompanied by Leon Robes, who was Tubbs' lead guitarist for many years.
Yes, it was. That was a lot of fun. I was in town. George Hamilton IV had just recorded one of my songs and put it on what turned out to be his last album. And
was it because of the song?
No, it was because he died.
Oh.
Say, very
because of the song?
I hope not. I'll say, no. Most inconvenient of him to die at that time. But
DeFrance has always been a Captain Bringdown. You know, it's a,
I'd say, well, this is true.
Meemaw's on serious side.
While I was there, I was also plugging my book, and I stopped into the Ernest Tubb Record Shop, the original one on Broadway, and the stage where the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree, which I've also been on, was originally broadcast from, is still there.
Wow.
Now, that little area is mostly a memorabilia collection now, but there is still a small part of the stage that's open, and they still use it for live music.
Wow.
I can remember hearing it a long time ago in my, before I was even a teenager.
And they still do it today. It's the second longest running radio show in existence. Yeah. Second only to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, I understand also while you were there, you appeared on WSM Radio. You did an interview and a performance?
Yes. That was, I think, the second, I think that was the second time I was on WSM. I've been on there many times. Marsha Campbell, who is one of the Opry Square dancers, is a dear friend of mine, and I have gotten to visit her in studio many times, and it's always a great deal of fun, you know, and it's kind of like radio used to be.
Yeah.
You know, back when Harry and I were in it back in the day.
Way back.
Many moons ago.
Before both of them.
Yeah, you were back there before, boy. I know that.
He helped Marconi invent it.
Yeah, there you go.
I listened to it.
Before that, he used to listen to the smoke signals.
Hey.
Except on cloudy days.
Well, I used to still sneak out at night and look for them.
There you go. The submarine races.
Okay, moving right along. Here we go. We got to understand that you did a short Western film, What Have I Done? And you narrated and did the movie, a music, and it played the film festival circuit.
I'd say, yes, it did. And I'm actually, for those of you watching on YouTube, you're probably wondering, it's like, no, I have not developed a case of face fungus. You know, all the beard.
Fungus.
The beard and such is because I'm doing another movie right now, which is called A Cry in the Night, and is based on an old Mexican folktale of La Llorona, the Weeping Woman.
Interesting.
Kind of a cowboy horror movie, right?
Yeah, exactly. Half of it is set in the Old West, and half of it is set in the modern day. And
which half?
Let's see. Well, pick one.
It's the bottom third.
Or bottom of the night.
Bottom of the night.
And we actually wrap principal photography next weekend. And it should be out about Memorial Day of next year. It's a full-length feature. And it will be on the film festival circuit and going on video. We'll probably premiere it over at the Loft here in Tucson.
Excellent. You get a good turnout.
Let's say, yes, we will. And in addition to being one of the cast, I also am doing the special effects. Which is great fun. And also compose the closing theme that plays over the credits.
Nice.
Well, is there any parts left, you know, for like an Over the Hill, Wolf of Brimley type?
Well, actually, you know what? If I had known about it when they were casting that part, you would have been perfect for the narrator. Which was the part I originally wanted to get, but they wanted somebody even older than me.
It's getting even now.
I thought he was going to ask if there'd be a part for a stuntman, and yeah, he can fall off a horse, he just can't get back up.
I can fall off the top of a building once.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's like I used to bounce, now I just shatter. Now, moving on, and you wanted us to mention this.
That's right.
And I was going to mention it anyway, even if you didn't want us to, but that's Tales from the B Bar O Ranch and Other Stories of Cowboys, Rednecks, Musicians, and Assorted Varmints by you and G. Michael Allen. And as I understand, it was nominated for a Will Rogers Medal. I don't know, did it win anything?
Yes, I took second place. I took the silver medal for Western Humor in 2013 with that.
Awesome.
Nice. And if I'll tell you one of the stories from it here after a little while, and get the book in here so you can see a picture of it. You can order it off of Amazon, and also you can go to my website, which is buckhelton.net. Click on the tab that says Tales from the B.O. Ranch, and you can order it right from that tab.
All right. And with that, we're at that first starting, or not first starting.
Breaking point?
Yeah, we're at the point where we need to take a break is what I'm trying
Let's
to say.
Break.
Okay. So we're going to do that, and we'll be back with much more of Emil Franzi's Voices of the West, along with our ghost, Buck Helton. Right after these important messages do, stay tuned, if you would please.
Emil Franzi's Voices of the West will be right back.
While the moon goes riding high, I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear them coyotes whine.
The Tucson Trap and Ski Club dates from 1948 and is now at 7800 West Ol Ajo Highway. The club owns 80 acres and leases 300 more from Pima County that supports 50 trap fields, 15 skeet fields, 2 5-stand fields, 2 sporting plays courses with 12 stations each, a 9,000-square-foot clubhouse, 200 full-service RV hookups for members, and free Wi-Fi. This expansive facility gives enough room to host major national and international events annually, bringing thousands of people to the community. Check it out at TucsonTrapAndSki.com.
Can you even imagine switching back to pen and paper to run your business? Every year, we become more and more dependent upon our technology. If your network is not set up properly, you're just one click or one email away from losing data critical to your operation. Arizona Computer Guru offers a host of services to prevent and protect you from disaster. From online backup services to email filtering to fully managed network services, Arizona Computer Guru is here to keep your network secure, your data safe, and your budget in the black. To schedule your free consultation, call 304-8300.
The American Legion honors our newest generation of warriors and veterans.
Please join us in supporting and recognizing their unique contributions and needs.
The unemployment rate among veterans is unacceptably high.
They are a proven commodity, and they deserve a chance to get back to work after serving their country.
Hire them. Today, more than ever before, women are on the front lines of America's defense.
They deserve to be recognized for their service as guardians of freedom and to receive the best treatment and care we can provide.
Let's not forget our wounded warriors and their families as they return home. We cannot allow them to be forgotten and left to fend for themselves.
They deserve more.
And let's honor the families who sacrifice so much every day.
As a service member serves,
so does the family.
Please join with the American Legion to find out how you can truly honor America's newest generation of veterans. Go to legion.org/honorveterans to find out more.
Saddle up on VOW Radio. Tune in every Saturday at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time for the Voices of the West old-time radio shows. We are bringing back those old-time Western radio shows like Paladin, Gunsmoke, Tales of the Texas Rangers, and many more. It's every Saturday at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on VOW Radio.
Our current time is 4:20.
When the evening shows are over and the work is done, and all I've got to do is lay around, I saddle up my pony and go riding down the trail.
Welcome back to Emil Franzi's Voices of the West.
Sun go down, riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down. A picture that
no heart. Back here on Emil Franzi's Voices of the West for a Saturday afternoon. How is everybody doing? I hope quite well. We're talking with Buck Helton, Bunker DeFrance here. It's We're talking cowboy music and a variety of other nifty things. And let's see, if I'm not mistaken, Buck, you've got a, well, you pulled out the guitar, so that must mean you're going to play.
You know, I just want to ask you.
What that is?
As I understand, the most popular cowboy song in East L.A. is Homie on the Range. Now, you know that one, or do you?
The most popular cowboy song in East L.A. is Low Riders in the Sky.
Low Riders in the Sky. I love it.
Well, what are you going to do for us, Buck?
Well, I tell you what here. We'll,
let me see here. There you go. Can I pull this up, Harry, a little bit?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, there we go. You Buck some strength.
Say, this is a little tune that was, you know, sometimes in both country and Western music, songs can be written years or even decades before the artist that finally makes them popular gets a hold of them. And this is a great example of that. It was written in 1934 by a fellow named Tex Owens, and he recorded it and sold about 30 copies.
Big time.
Now you may be wondering why so few. Well, the reason is it's a yodeling song, and bless his heart, Tex couldn't yodel.
Oh.
So the tune sat around for almost 20 years, just sitting there not doing much of nothing, until a young man from Tennessee named Eddie Arnold got a hold of it, and the rest, as they say, is history. Oh, the cattle are proud, the coyotes are howling, and where the doggies bawl, his spurs are a-jingling, cowboy is singing his lonesome cattle call.
Speaking of yodeling,
yes, yodeling,
where did the yodel come from?
According to Riders in the Sky.
I know that one.
So you know that one. Yeah. No, actually, it originated over in the steppes of Russia, and it was a means of communication between shepherds because the high ululating calls would carry across long distances.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And as near as we can figure out, it came to America. Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, the father of country music as we know it today, heard a visiting troupe of Tyrolean yodelers and decided that, you know, from Switzerland, and decided that it might make an interesting accent to his train songs.
Interesting.
And developed the country style of yodeling. And then later on, Roy Rogers came along and developed the Western style. And he was friends, along with the rest of the Pioneer Trio, with my maternal grandmother and great aunts and uncles. He taught my great uncle Nat how to yodel, and Nat taught me.
Wow.
There you go. And did you know that the Basque had a form of yodeling? It wasn't pure yodel, though.
Mm-hmm.
More calls.
Let's say, yes. And oddly enough, almost every culture in the world has some form of yodel.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see here. To my way of knowing, which is kind of confusing at times, I understand that you were honored by the National Old Time Cowboy Music Hall of Fame. Now, when did that happen? Because I got two different dates here.
Let's say, well,
I was honored twice.
Let's say, I was nominated some time ago. However, it was not until last year that I was able to get up there, and I was inducted into, and it's the Old Time Country Music Hall of Fame.
What did I say? I said Cowboy.
Yeah. National Old Time Country Music Hall of Fame. And I was inducted along with Loretta Lynn and Jeannie Seeley as the class of 2017.
Quite a class.
It is a class, yes it is. And just to move back a couple of years, you had an album come out in 2015, On the Trail to Where I Am. Where are you?
I'm right here.
There you are.
Which is a good thing, because if you ain't where you is, you ain't nowhere.
Well, actually, I can prove that you ain't here.
That's a knee slapper, son.
So I'm a pigment of your imagination.
Because you're not in Philadelphia, are you?
No.
You're not in Chicago.
No.
You're not in Fort Worth.
No, not at the moment. Okay. Been there
so,
many.
So you must be somewhere else.
And say, yes, which would remain here.
Well, so if you're somewhere else, you can't be here.
But here is somewhere else compared to Fort Worth, Chicago, or where that was.
Okay, and on that note of the physics exam, everybody passes.
Well, let's talk about that album.
Wait a second. 844-908-WEST, 844-908-9378, the phone number, if you would like to get in touch and give us a call and have some words with Buck, kind words, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, no four-letter ones, please, unless they're like...
Yeah, you know, bring a tone of seriousness to this program, please.
Oh, what fun is
now,
that?
Come on.
Okay, now also, moving right along.
Oh, by the way, shameless plug, since you mentioned On the Trail to Where I Am, you can preview the entire album on my website, buckhelton.com, and you can order it via Amazon. Mm-hmm. Again, the link is right there on the site. You can buy individual songs, or you can purchase the entire album.
There you go.
Just buy the album, because that's the only way to buy.
Well, whichever makes the most money, buy them both. What the
hell? Well, I tell you what, if we're going to do shameless commercial plugs, I also have a brand new album out. It was just released about 6 weeks ago.
I was going to ask you about that one. So good.
It's called Western and Swing. And this is the largest one to date. There's 18 tunes on here, and it's pretty much half and half classic cowboy music and Western swing.
Nice.
And this one is not up on the website yet. However, you can order a hard copy, or if you'd prefer MP3s for your computer or player, I can provide that for you as well. All you need to do is just go to my website and click on there and pass a visit to me, send me an email, or give me a call. The number's on the website, and for those of you that are curious, it's area code 520-260-6848.
And if you got some Ralston Purina coupons. You can send them in, and we'll get you any discount. But Buck would love to have you.
S&H Green Stamps.
And speaking of Austin Perini, because I was, that's it's a lead into my story. Back when I was a kid in school, in the grade school, every morning I'd go to school. Well, before I'd go to school, for 15 minutes, there's a radio program on.
Tom Mix.
No. Eddie Arnold, Austin Farina, he would say, and he would close the show with cattle call, and as soon as he hit the last note, I was out the door on the way to school. What a great way to start the day.
It was indeed. Now, I didn't get to hear that, but one of my rituals before I went to school every morning... Now, granted, they were reruns at the time, but...
Wash your ears.
That rerun doesn't come on too often. Channel 11 back in Dallas, when I was a kid, aired westerns in the morning, and if I got up early, I just had time to watch The Lone Ranger while I was eating breakfast before I head to school.
Nice.
And what cereal did you have?
Usually... Sugar Puffs.
Sugar Puffs. Oh, that's not counting.
I was a...
back then it was Wheaties or...
Wheaties.
Or Cheerios, the Breakfast of Champions.
Yeah.
I was committing a stupidity in eating Sugar Puffs, the Breakfast of Diabetics.
I was doing the other with Sergeant Preston, quicker.
Yeah.
Shot from cannons.
See, my childhood, we didn't have television.
That's,
well, he did, but it was steam powered.
Yeah, it
then,
was.
So.
And the rats couldn't run fast enough. Hey, we got to do another break here.
Man,
because
my time is flying.
See, that's what happens when you have all kinds of fun going on. So we will be back with much more of Emil Franzi's Voices of the West right after these messages. You best stay tuned so you can know what's going on.
What is going on?
While riding out one day near the head of Dead Man's Draw, my pony spooked and reared his head, I wondered what he saw. And then I figured out it weren't no sight that made him shy, for I heard approaching hoofbeats of four horsemen in the sky.
Emil Franzi's Voices of the West will be right back.
The first one came a-riding out to conquer all the land, a crown upon his head and a bull in his right hand. The nations fell before him from the greatest to the least. I knew this evil horse...
When looking for a property management company, here are some things you should consider. How long has the company been in business? What types of properties can they manage for you? And does the company give back to the community? Well, your search is over. The Polash Management Company meets and exceeds those considerations. They've been in business in Tucson, Arizona since the 1960s. They manage all types of properties throughout Arizona and elsewhere, from residential to commercial to public sector properties. The Polash Management Company also dedicates its time and resources to numerous community projects, including help funding the drive for the USS Arizona Memorial at the University of Arizona. You also want a property management company that puts you, the customer, first. Contact the Polash Management Company today at polashmanagement.com and ask about the complete package, or call 520-795-2100. That's 520-795-2100. The Polash Management Company. Property managers you can trust.
Hi, this is Joe Mantegna. Every time my Uncle Willie tells me about his service in Patton's Third Army in World War II, I'm reminded of what we owe the U.S. Army. 14 generations of American soldiers who have courageously defended our nation. Their stories represent the best of America and should never be forgotten. Join me to help build the National Museum of the United States Army, a long overdue tribute to all American soldiers. To learn more, visit armyhistory.org.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
No doubt you've heard about rescue groups for dogs and cats, but did you know there's a rescue group for horses? That's right, it's called Horse It Around Rescue. Founders Steve Boyce and Teresa Worrell are helping out all those equine victims of neglect and cruelty by giving them a place to restore their health and wellness. And Horse It Around provides a nurturing and natural environment where horses can be horses, so they can be adopted out into forever homes. More than 120 horses, mules, and donkeys have been adopted out, but like everything else, it costs money to run the project. Horse It Around is a 501c3 nonprofit located in Southeast Arizona. Your tax-deductible donations to Horse It Around will go a long way so those horses can be horses. Check out the website, horseitaroundrescue.org. Make a difference in a horse's life. That's horseitaroundrescue.org.
California Carlson, first sheriff.
Doggone, it sure looks good up there.
Yeah, a lot of dignity, too.
Yeah, a lot of dignity. Poppy, I've waited for this for 40 years.
Sure. You want to be sheriff now that Hoppy's cleaned out that den of the 40 thieves.
Why, you young nuthead, that's the trouble. Me, a man of action, and no chance to see action around here.
Welcome back to Emil Franzi's Voices of the West.
On Abel Franzi's Voices of the West, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Monday, whatever day it happens to be. When
it's still Saturday.
It's still Saturday here. When you might be watching this on the YouTube or listening to our podcasts, which are available at iTunes.
That means they can be listening last week.
No, they can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, at Google Music. We're at TuneIn.com. We're all over the place.
Empire.
It's an empire.
Broadcasting empire.
You got that. Okay, so...
let's see.
For words now.
I'm saying
that doesn't happen.
It's about time for you to earn your keeps and go and play us another song.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what. I will give you just a little sample of the closing theme for the movie that we're fixing to wrap up with.
Oh, this is the one you wrote.
Now, I'm just going to tell you the first verse here, because, you know, I got to save the rest for when you come see the movie.
That's not one of those same song, second verse could get better, it's going to get worse.
Nor is it Rabbit Ain't Got No Tail at all. In the desert land they call Arizona, border legends tell of a fearsome sight. They tell a vengeful spirit they call La Llorona. They tell of her ghostly cry in the night.
Where is my baby? Well, you know, you asked me to ask you, and the folks never knew this because we did this on the slide, but you wanted me, and you wanted me to ask you about the three-star general.
I'd say, absolutely. So far as I know, you know, in addition to being the composer of the Unbegun Symphony and the 1972 underwater bubblegum blowing champion, I am probably the only individual alive ever to receive a medal from a three-star general, specifically General William J. Caldwell, commander of the 5th Army North out of Fort Sam Houston, for meritorious yodeling.
That is, does it have like the little medallion with the guy with his mouth?
No, it's the Strength of Our Nation Medallion for Excellence, presented by the commanding general.
Oh, that's nice.
That's way cool. You know, I got to meet General William C. Westmoreland, and he told me once, young man, if you want to get ahead, you got to learn how to clean one first.
I had the great honor
the Navy
with the entire base of North Island of standing at attention for hours, waiting for Dwight Eisenhower to drive by so he could get the launch to San Diego because he flew into North Island. That's my touch to greatness, you know.
Well, now what was that that old song? They also serve who only stand and wait.
That's what we did.
Well, you know, if you need another medal from a general, I'm a retired general officer.
That's true.
From the Conk Republic Army. You familiar with the Conk Republic?
No, I don't believe so.
Conk Republic was formed in 1982. Long story short, the federal government cut off all access into the Keys by U.S. 1. So what are you going to do? It's tourism. They did a court battle. They lost. Reporters asked the mayor, what are you going to do? He said, we're going to secede. They didn't treat us like a third world country. We're going to be a third world country. So they did, declared war on the Border Patrol and authorities and immediately surrendered and asked for $1 million in reparations. To date, we're still waiting for those reparations. And every year we have a fun battle in April to celebrate Conch Republic Independence Days, where the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force battle it out with the Coast Guard. So that's what we do.
A conch salute.
Left-handed salute, because indeed we are a left-handed country.
Yes, you are. Well, I don't suppose, because I know you started out at Old Tucson in 2015 as a resident singing cowboy.
Say, yes, that's true, and still out there today. Now,
you haven't heard today.
Well, this is true. Let's say, as Yogi Berra once said, no man could be in two places at once unless he was a bird.
Yeah, and as Confucius once said, baseball funny sport, how can man with four balls walk?
This is a family show.
And not on that.
Not exactly.
A bird in the hand is missing.
There you go.
Say, yes. And if at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you.
There you go.
But now that is true. I have been the resident singing cowboy out at Old Tucson. This is my fourth season.
Yes, it is.
And I have been off for the summer and will be back out there after we wrap up production with the movie. And looking very much forward to holding forth in the Grand Palace once again. And I hope that those of you watching will come on out and see me and
bring the kids.
And yeah, bring the kids, bring your wives, bring your in-laws, bring the outlaws, bring your grandma and your three-year-old. Nobody will be embarrassed and they'll all be entertained.
Now, Buck, you are a member of the International Western Music Association Arizona chapter.
Say yes,
and
I am.
And explain what that is all about, because I know we have some listeners, at least I hope we do. I promote it at the International Western Music Association Facebook page. So what's that all about?
Well, the International Western Music Association was started about, I believe, 28 years ago. And it was started in Las Vegas basically by some folks that missed the days when, you know, you could turn on the radio and hear Marty Robbins and you know, like Charlie Walker doing Cross the Brazos at Waco. And, of course, all of our classic cowboy singers, you know, Eddie Dean, Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, and wanted to know, basically, at the time, who besides the Riders in the Sky and Riders of the Purple Sage and Sons of the Pioneers were going to keep cowboy music alive. And they decided, well, what's wrong with us? And that pretty much got to be the start. Today we have members all over the United States and also all over the world.
Yes.
I don't think we have them on every continent. I don't believe we have any members in Antarctica.
What about the North Pole?
Oh, absolutely. There's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus up there.
Yes, there is. You just finished, speaking of the Wobblies, IWW, you just finished a 7.5-year stint with the Gold Nugget column about the history of Western music. And
yes.
I love it. I've got all of them.
Well, I thank you very much, and just so as long as you're not using them for lining your parakeet cage, I really appreciate that.
I tried that. The parakeet refused. He said, no.
Stopped up.
Backed up. Have you seen backed up the parakeet?
Imagine not.
No.
Well, let's talk about some of those old-timey songs here.
By the way, the IWMA puts out a quarterly publication called The Western Way. And for the last 7.5 years, I did a column for them called Golden Nuggets, and it's on the history of classic Western songs, basically where they came from and how they got to be what they are.
And
And when he had the information, which is almost every time the first person that recorded it or the earliest known recording, the same way with the first person maybe that did it in this country, the detail that went into a one-page column. I hope that you were able to get them all together, maybe add to it and come up with another book.
Say, actually, I'm in the process of that right now. It's called Westward Ho, the Songs, and it will be premiering at the Cowboy Ways Nowadays gathering in Ardmore, Oklahoma, Memorial Day weekend.
Awesome.
You're just busy.
He's definitely not a rolling stone because he doesn't gather any moss.
I reckon.
Say, I hope not.
Well, see, that's kind of the age of an old wizened spear, an old mossy horn.
This is true.
That's old cowboy stuff.
You wanted to get into the cowboy, the subject you were talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about, the Greer County Bachelor.
The Greer County Bachelor, yes, and the otherwise known as Starving to Death on My Government Claim. Okay, and it is an old, old song. And actually, oddly enough, so where Greer County is it's in the southernmost tip of Oklahoma, and it's bordered by the Clear Fork and Dog Fork of the Red River on the east and west, and the Red River itself on the south. Now, since the Red changes course from time to time, as all rivers will, that meant sometimes that Greer County, part of it was in Oklahoma and part of it was in Texas. Now, for those of you that don't know, I am a seventh generation native Texan. You have a French microphone. Absolutely. Your microphone is
like me. I'm scared.
Say, well, so the Texans and Oklahomans kind of got into a good-natured argument about where Greer County was and what state it was in, and the Texans, being the hard-headed sort that we are, prevailed, and that is why Greer County is kept in Oklahoma to this very day.
So you won the argument.
Absolutely. Okay. And there are many variations on the tune. I don't remember all of them off the top of my head. That particular article was about 6 years ago.
The Alberta Homesteader?
Yeah, the Alberta Homesteader is the Canadian variation. There's variations in Colorado. There's variations in Kansas. And quite a few others. As you can imagine, only having one page to work with, I had to trim quite a bit in these columns.
Well, you know, that's interesting because as you go through the various songs, you can see the regionalism in them because of, you know, it's like the little John Shanty on Creek Creek and the little big Shanty on Dumb Creek, and then hundreds of names, and then just the local guy that adapted it to his own region.
Now, before we go any further with that, we do have to finish up our last break. And then we'll come back with Buck Helton and Bunker DeFrance and myself right here on Emil Franzi's Voices of the West. Do stay tuned. We will be right back.
I dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven. Oh, what a beautiful sight. Last night I dreamed I went to hillbilly heaven. And you know who greeted me at the gate? The old Lone Ranger himself, Clayton Moore. He said to me, he said, Buck, the big boss of the riders up here has asked me to kind of show you around. Now over yonder are a couple of your old compadres. My, I was glad to see them. Boxcar Willie and the White Crystal Boys.
Emil Franzink's Voices of the West will be right back.
I dreamed I was there.
Imus Wilkinson Investments, 777-1911, is a unique investment management firm. They pay little attention to where the market indicators are because smart investment management goes way beyond checking stock exchanges. They are very good at managing all types of investment based on client expectations. They build relationships, and they want clients, not customers. My family is proudly included among them, and they'll help you, as they did us, design a portfolio that achieves what you want when you need it. Imus Wilkinson Investments, they're really good at what they do. 777-1911.
Tucson Estate Planning, where attorneys Ron Zach and Chanel Schmitz design estate plans to keep you out of court.
There are so many people who say they do estate planning. What they're doing is they're just picking up forms. It's not a lot different than just going on and getting your own forms and filling them out. That causes a lot of problems. We know what goes to court. We know what problems come up.
Zach and Schmitz, PLC. Estate planning attorneys you can trust. 520-664-3420. TucsonEstatePlanning.com.
Are you partial to the Old West and its ways? Like watching Old West movies with cowboys running cattle over sprawling rangeland? Do you have a passion for Old West history? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then you ought to join the Empire Ranch Foundation as a member. The nonprofit was started to help preserve the historic Empire Ranch in Southeast Arizona and the ways of the Old West. It's one of the last great cattle ranches of the Old West and the site for numerous movies like Monty Walsh, Red River, and The 310 to Yuma. Your membership will help preserve the historic ranch buildings, get you special ticket prices to all Empire Ranch events, and being with others who share your passion for the Old West. Learn more at EmpireRanchFoundation.org or call 888-364-2829. That's EmpireRanchFoundation.org or 888-364-2829.
You are tuned into
VOW Radio.
VOW Radio.
I pledge allegiance to old glory, put our faith in the good Lord's guiding hand. I believe John 3:16. I believe the American dream. I'm a God and country kind of man.
Welcome back to Emil Franzik's Voices of the West.
Kind of man. I'm not afraid to take a
Franzi's Voices of the West. It's a Saturday afternoon for us. Who knows what day it is for you when you're listening to the show or watching it on the YouTube.
Or day or night. Or weekend.
Or day, night. Who knows?
Might even be the second Tuesday of next week.
It could be. I have absolutely no idea. You want to finish up your
train of thought? You got one more for us? Absolutely. But I tell you what, the break we were talking about, the Empire Ranch Foundation, which you were a part of there, and Western movies, and I'd like to do just a brief plug for a good friend of mine, Bob Terry, with WildWestToys.com.
Nice.
Bob is the only remaining U.S. manufacturer of the old-fashioned die-cast cap guns we grew up playing with. He got
without the pink tip.
Without the pink. Well, no, he has to put the orange plug in the barrel.
Yeah, but you can take it out.
Yeah, but you can take it out.
Oh, okay.
Because all of his things can be taken apart and put back together again. If you wear a part out, they can be replaced.
Oh, cool.
He got all the old molds from the Leslie Henry and all the kit.
350.
No, he doesn't have the Mattel molds. Yeah. And he doesn't have the molds for the Nickel Stallion 44. Unfortunately, that one was destroyed before he could get to it. But he's got a whole mess of them. And Hubley, he's got all the Hubley molds. Well, he also runs Westerns on the Web, which is another YouTube channel. And
I believe we subscribe to that.
He has over 2,000 public domain Western movies and television shows that you can go and watch 24 hours a day, absolutely free.
say, and, you know, Christmas is coming up here, so, of course, the first thing you need is a Buck Elton CD.
There you go.
Now, the next thing you need is to, you know, get in touch with Bob and get some cap guns for those youngins so they can have the same kind of fun that we did.
Or for us.
Or for us, for that matter.
Hey, Harry, we could have us a shootout right here on the air.
I know. Boy, that'd be cool.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, you wanted one more tune here. This is the one that I did on Shotgun Red that we talked about at the top of the show. And it's also on my new CD. It was written by a local fellow named Michael Burton down in Vail back in 1975. And it sounds like it could have been written 100 years earlier than that. It's called Night Rider's Lament. Last night's yard ship midnight till dawn. Oh, the moon was as bright as a reading light for a man from an old friend back home. The last week I ran home to Jane. She's married and has a good life. Oh, you sure missed the track when you never came back. She's the perfect professional's wife. She asked me, why do we ride for our money? Why do we rope for short pay? Ain't getting nowhere and we're losing our shame. Be gone crazy now. Read up the last of my letter and tore off the stamp for Black Jim. When Billy rode out to relieve me, he just looked at my letter and grinned. And he asked me, why do we ride for our money? Why do we rope for short pay? We ain't getting nowhere and we're losing our share. Oh, we must have gone crazy out here. Oh, but they've never seen Northern Lights, never seen a hawk on the wing. They've never seen a spring on the Great Divide. They've never heard old Camp Cookie sing.
Is most of the Western music written in three-quarter time?
I'd say, well, actually, the real cowboy songs were all done to the rhythm of a cow pony's gait. You know, some were done at a lope, some were done at a walk, some were done at a trot.
So it's almost, it is three-quarter time.
And then there was a stampede, man, it was like a...
Oh, the, well, that's how the Orange Blossom Special came about.
All right, we're out of time.
We don't have time for something to think about?
All right, you can have your time to have
something to think about. Remember, folks,
we need the John Wayne mural in Tucson.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Very important. Think about it. We're going to keep mentioning it, and we're going to do something about it, because I think, you know, my idea of the mural, because I've been thinking about it a lot, is you get a picture, you know, like a collage of him as a rancher in Arizona, what he looked like, whether it's at some cities, and then a shot, a picture from each one of the Arizona Westerns.
Wow.
You better believe it, Pilgrim.
Bunker, and Bunker is going to write up something about that, which I will put on the website. I'll put on the website imploring people to help us with this. And maybe we can even get some pressure mounted on the city.
So. If you got like Amy used to say, if you got a skeleton in the closet of one of the city guys, rattle it.
We'll find it.
And the last word I have to say is, Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Did you want something to think about, though?
Huh? Oh, okay. No, actually, I did. It's shopping.
All right.
Well, I can remember back when I was younger, you'd go into the country store shopping, and no matter where you looked on the shelf, what you were looking for was there.
This is true. And if it wasn't there, you didn't need it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now you can go into a market where you've gone, like I'm thinking particularly the Safeway. I'm mentioning your name, I'm not aware of it. The Safeway and St. Mary's. Stuff I've been going there for 25 years. You go in for something that's always been on the shelf, it's never there.
Well,
it's never there. Hmm. It's never there. And you go to the manager, he goes, because I do. You're out of the jumbo size mixed nuts.
We don't carry it anymore.
Uh-huh. Oh, gee, I didn't know that. Let me go look. Here we are. Well, you know, folks, maybe we need to get a few more country grocery stores back and get rid of these big corporate giants that don't even know what's on their shelves.
From your lips to God's ears.
Keep everything.
And that's something to think about.
Indeed it is. That's always something cool. Next time we get together on Amel Franzi's Voices of the West, it's going to be movie time, movie Saturday, and our special guest is going to be Marty Fries. He's a he's out of old Tucson doing stuff out there. He's a location scout and everything and anything you wanted to know about Arizona and movies and that film.
He'll amaze you with your knowledge. Yeah. He did a tour out at Wright Stallion with him. I thought I knew. I can't really realize how dumb I actually am.
So that's all the time we got for today. And thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bunker. I'm Harry. And adios.
Happy trails.
Thanks for listening to Amel Franzi's Voices of the West.